Hey, everybody, we're back with another version of Flock and Gather. God, do I love this. Amy McDonald is with me today, world famous consultant. She is the proprietor of Under a Tree and just an all around good woman. How are you, Amy?
Oh, Alan, I'm thrilled to be flock and gathering with you today.
Well, we're not in person to have a cocktail together, so we might. Although I have my coffee mug here, and there's a little bit left in it, but
the same for me.
Wait, are we talking to you from Toronto, or where are you today?
So I am not, unfortunately, in my Arizona office. I'm actually in the capital of Canada. I'm in Ottawa.
Ottawa. Yeah.
Well, if so I'm 3 hours ahead of you. Well, 2 hours ahead of you because you're in Arizona.
Yeah, and if we figured out how you could be down here in Arizona with me, then we would be doing this.
I would be wiggling my nose like bewitched.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you, Amy, when I watch how the rest of the country has been just devastated by these storms, and it's literally the Phoenix area and South Florida are like the only parts of the country that have skipped out on this storm. But I feel terrible for everyone. So let's hope and pray for good stuff to come through the other side here. Speaking of coming through the other side, I got off a call earlier with a spa director where, I mean, she was a little bit bummed out. There's obviously a lot of things to be unhappy about. And I reminded her, we're kind of standing on this line between lightness and darkness. You got to even though we feel like we're standing in the dark, I can see the light. And most people can feel it. I'm talking to you and it is what? It is February 18th today and things are getting better. Wouldn't you agree?
I would absolutely agree. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
We've got good stuff coming down the road for, especially for our industry. I noticed it in our, you know, we sign up new members to the association every month. Do you know in December we had about 201? Now, December's normally a weak month anyways. January was 480. And that all, every time we start signing up more members, I can feel that our industry is picking up. So I'm really, really pleased about that as well. And it just means there's good things coming down the road. So good.
Yeah, I think we're seeing indicators in lots of different places, right? Different. I mean, yeah. Some areas stayed really busy all the way through last year. But to really know for sure that we really are about to step into the light, we have to see indicators in lots of different areas, right? So that's certainly what I'm seeing also.
Good. Well, your mouth, God's ears, it'll just keep going down that road, right? Tell me, for people who don't know Under a Tree, tell us what's going on in your world. What do people want to know?
Yeah, so, you know, we are a 15-year-old company. We predominantly only do you know, spa, fitness, I mean, wellness. And we do that for lots of different types of companies, not just sort of traditional hospitality. And so, you know, for us, because we have a lot of diversity, we work in senior care, we've worked with hospitals, we've worked with, you know, developers, we work with residential, we work with mixed use, because of the diversity, you know, we have been, you know, knock on wood, really busy all of 2020. And now what we're seeing is some of our old clients, right? Some of the more, more traditional spa clients coming back also. So we're just, you know, thrilled to see that spa directors are coming back. People are starting to recruit, right? There's openings being scheduled. And so that's that perfect storm, right? But for us, you know, we have really held that space. We've been, you know, obviously watching companies be decimated. We've seen people be furloughed, right? We've all kind of gone through that. And, you know, for us, we were really grateful that what we saw was always the light, because we're working on projects that are a year or two out. And, you know, the good news is that those projects and those owners and developers and investors are putting way more money now in than they ever did into wellness. And so that's good news for all of us,
yeah.
Right? For all of us as operators, as vendors, as suppliers. Yeah.
Amy, that's not even a trend. You know, I don't think people look at wellness as a trend anymore. I mean, if this last year brought one thing to light, it's how people take care of themselves. And I think if it wasn't an epiphany for a lot of people, they finally kind of got over the tipping point and just said, okay, I have to do a bunch. Like for me, going for massage every 2 weeks, it's part of my lifestyle. I have to have massage to feel healthy and well. I went up to the chiropractor the other day and he goes, what's bothering you? I said, nothing. That's why I'm here, because I feel good. And you know how
you're being proactive, not reactive.
When you get a massage and you're feeling good, what's the result? You feel way better. I don't want to go in when I'm in pain. That's not my best use of getting wellness, right?
Well, and I think when you talk about, you know, wellness, there's a couple of things going on, right? I mean, we were seeing this even before COVID. We were seeing, you know, the slow, I mean, steady, but still slow wake up that the consumer was having. That's one piece, right? We have, you know, we have all of us that are in the industry. We have the consumer, and then we have the investors. We have the developers. We have the owners, right? But it's the perfect storm. Or maybe storm is not the right word today to say, but it's the perfect alignment that now the consumer understands, right? They've integrated it into their lives in ways we could never have imagined, right? They're not going to stop going to places. They still are, right? So that's been the real wake up. But then we see the people that are making the investment in their staff, in their products, in their experience, in their bricks and mortar. And even though, yes, they were more and more wanting wellness, right? This is a commitment I had not ever seen before. It's profound.
I got off the phone this morning with the team at Osmosis, just doing a catch-up call, and they were saying how this last year, the attendance on their webinars, the people grasping for education, was at an all-time high, that they were oversubscribed in so many of those different areas. And I think that was I talked to Sir Katie, you know, I talked to everyone, right? Talked to Natura Bisse. I mean,
you have your finger on a lot of pulses.
Oh, right. I think I've said this so many times, when I got in the industry 33 years ago, the mantra was educate, educate, educate. Tell me anything's changed. Is anything different today? No, you've got to educate. I always say this, especially when I'm doing seminars for new representatives or gangs of people. And I always remind them, this isn't go out and say, buy Amy McDonald. People don't just sign up and go, well, she said we should buy her. They need to meet you. They want to know what you do. You develop the relationship with them. You talk about what you're engaged in. And then they buy Amy McDonald. Not because someone said she's the best, go get it, right? You've got to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For all of us.
Yeah.
Regardless, right? I mean, it's a very deeply intimate industry we're in. And at the end of the day, you know, I was on a phone call, you know, yesterday with someone, and I said, I'm only as good as my last project, right? We're only as good as the last customer that comes in the door. I mean, we just have to keep showing up and with consistency, with authenticity, right? Sometimes a mistake that happens, right? Whether it's with a guest or with an employee or for me with a client, is an opportunity for us to turn that around and deepen that, right? So it's a time for us to really own the fact that we know what we're doing, right? We know what that consumer is going to want. And, but the education piece is certainly key.
Speaking of customers and keeping everybody happy, I have a tale of quick two stories. The first one, Kathy bought some seedlings. You know, they come by mail because she wants to plant them in our courtyard garden. Five of the six came dead. She bought them through a third-party vendor on Amazon, right? She called and said, they're frozen. Here's a picture of them. They're dead. I've got one. Can you replace it or refund? Do whatever you want. She got back kind of a terse message that said, yeah, sorry that happened. There's no refunds. So you know what happens, and this is very much about the wellness business too, right? I hear her on the phone down the hall. She's telling her friends how they screwed her over. They didn't refund, you know, they didn't anything. And then what does she do? She complains to Amazon, and you know they take that stuff seriously when they get those negative reviews. Conversely, she bought something through, I don't know if it was Wayfair or someone else, but it was another big online. And it wasn't right. And she said, it's my mistake. I screwed up, but I don't want the item anymore. And they told her, just dispose of it. We're going to credit your account. What? She didn't even have to send it back. So we know that we, it's our job to take care of our clients at the nth level, right? You can't deliver enough good education and good service because you can lose clients too easily today. And none of us are in the business of losing clients.
And if we see it as an opportunity and not a challenge, right, to turn a situation around, you know, I don't know that there's ever been a situation like, even when I go back to when I was an operator, you know, when I was at Miraval, which is a long time ago before I started the company, I don't remember any situation where we were not empowered to turn it around. And it ended up being not only positive, but we ended up creating a customer that was even more committed to us and our brand, right?
Dude, I've always told my team, just say yes, and then we'll figure it out later. Okay, just it's so much easier to say, of course, yes, happy to help, will do. Those are much easier than, yeah, I don't know, we've never really done that before, and all those negative trash. Anyways, I want to get on to the next subject because this is huge in our industry right now. So much of what I'm reading, so many calls that we get in are about the no-touch or low-touch world that will be part of the comeback in the wellness industry. And I know you deal, you talk about spa or sauna and salt. I mean, you're in a whole bunch of areas where you understand this. So can you address any of these areas that you're in and how this is affecting people in our industry, please?
Yeah, so, you know, this is not going to be a surprise to the majority of people on the phone, especially, you know, operators that are having to report their, you know, their monthly, you know, P&L is, you know, long before COVID, you know, the traditional model of treatments, right? At the end of the day, these are just averages, right? But typically, you know, a normal business model of a spa is going to, its main revenue is going to be somewhere between 65 and 75% of its revenue is going to come from massage. And you know, that at the end of the day is just, you know, we've seen that all over the world. And, you know, massage is really the backbone of what we do. But, you know, as payroll goes up and as it gets more competitive and there's been a shortage of staffing, you know, it's been very difficult to make these really relevant flow through business models. And so touch, this sort of idea of touchless wellness, right, was growing way before COVID was. And so we were really, you know, talking to our clients about thermal bathing and different types of thermal, right, where you could create a circuit, create a an absolute health benefit, right, and charge access. And so out of that came, you know, lots of different types of business models, because by doing that, you still have your treatments, you still have the backbone of your business model, but you also have added in some components that are absolutely relevant with, you know, science-based, right, research and health benefits, but they don't require labor, right?
Give me an example. What are you talking about?
Okay, so, you know, one of my favorite things is, and I'm a very big fan of halotherapy, and I have been for, you know, probably, well, now almost 5 years. And what I appreciated about it was, you know, people were going in, like, we were having a lot of issues with wet saunas, right?
Yeah.
And so we started looking at what else could we do, right? So having a halotherapy cabin that's like a sauna, right, could fit into...
Wait, Amy, what, for those who don't know, what are we talking about? What is halotherapy?
So halotherapy is basically dry salt inhalation. It's been around for centuries. It came out of Eastern Europe. You know, it is actually inhaling small particles of salt. You know, now halotherapy, a lot of people think of it as a salt cave, right? And the salt cave is great, but in order for it to have the health benefits, it has to have a halo generator. And a halo generator takes medical grade salt and puts it through a nebulizer that creates small enough particles that it can be inhaled, right? So it's inhaled through the upper respiratory, right? Ideally all the way, you know, down into your lungs. So great, great upper respiratory health. It's, you know, it's antibacterial, antimicrobial, great for, you know, great for prevention of colds, blah, blah, blah. So dry salt therapy ideally, right, it could be a salt cave, but it could be a cabin. And so we started really talking about that. And it was an opportunity to, you could still have a massage, right? You could go in and have that, but you could have an add-on. You could go in for 20 minutes, do some deep breathing, right? And I loved these particular cabins. They're from Halo Therapy Solutions. I love the cabins because they don't take a lot of space. They've now added infrared. So, you know, a guest can go in and have infrared, which is also anti-inflammatory.
Wait,
right?
You mean a sauna and a salt treatment at the same time?
Yes.
Fabulous idea.
At the same time, right? Because at the end of the day, infrared, people go in and because they think of a sauna, they're thinking, well, you know, I'm not sweating enough. Is it really working? And halotherapy, for a lot of people, it's really subtle. Right? You have to do deep breathing, but you're also like, at the end of the day, we all want to feel something. We want an immediate result, right? And so the combination of halo therapy with infrared, with far infrared, creates a really great combination, right? It opens up the lungs, that you get the kind of a double effect by combining them both. But what I loved about these booths is they have chromotherapy, they have aromatherapy, they have, you know, their Bluetooth. So, you know, a guest can go in for, you know, 20 minutes or even longer and really get a lot of health benefits. So it's a great add-on and there's no labor cost attached to it.
Right. So I was just going to say, so this is, and we really, when we say no touch, there really is no touch, but it's super low touch is what it is, right? Because someone's going to have their own treatment and you don't have a therapist who's standing over them for what, 45 minutes or whatever this treatment is. So you can...
Right.
Sorry, the company again, Halo Therapy Solutions, right?
Yeah.com, correct.
Okay, and they can reach you through underatree.com, is it?
They can reach me. They can also reach me. They can reach me at amy@underatree.com. Yep.
Okay, so you know, we've been talking with Amy McDonald today. She is a wealth of information. Reach out to her. If you've never met Amy, connect with her even on social. But in this low or no touch world, the doing the salt cabins, doing infrared, what about the bathing and steam, and how is that going to be affected by all of this as well?
You know, I don't know that it's really going to be affected. I mean, I think the changes that needed to happen on purification, you know, this fill and drain component. I mean, those companies were on this, you know, well into last year, right? They were already really good as far as meeting the standards, especially in the US, right? As far as cleanliness goes. I don't really think long-term there's going to be much change
good.
In that.
But because part of those going for the amenity, well, a couple quick things as we finish up. The amenities are so critical to me to going to the spa. I mean, that's why I go an hour and a half early. That's why
we shouldn't think of them as amenities. They are, if you want to get the best return on investment, they are your ROI. The before and the after are not amenities, right? At the end of the day, I mean, we think of them that way because that's sort of how they were coined, right? Spas used to be an amenity to a hotel. But now that pre and post component, especially of saunas, right, is really critical. And you're going to get more bang for your buck on that. You know, the guest is going to get more of a return on the health benefits if they invest that time.
Amy, look, we know salt has been around for thousands of years. In my younger days, I used a neti pot all the time when I was having sinus problems.
And our grandmothers asked us to gargle with salt.
Yeah.
And we had a sore throat.
I'm glad what's old is new again.
Well, and we just added technology, right? So it's customized, it's personalized, but at the end of the day, it's got health benefits. And, you know, it's revenue that's going to fall to the bottom line without such a labor component to it. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Amy McDonald, we've gone from Ottawa to Arizona to Halo Therapy to Salt to Thermal. I mean, we've covered almost all of it today. When I talk to you, it's like we could do this for an hour, but I tell people it's 18 minutes, so we have to go.
Thank you, Alan. Always a pleasure.
Enjoy it and look forward when you're down in Arizona so we can do this.
I will see you in person soon. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.